The trial of Derek Chauvin, the ex-cop who was accused of murdering George Floyd while George Floyd was in his police custody, is going on. The thing is that the defense is going to try to find a way to spin it to where that they said that George Floyd died because he was a drug addict, and try to use the ex-girlfriend as a defense. The thing about it is that the defense is trying to make sure that we say that our eyes were lying to us. Everybody in America and around the world saw the footage of the brave teenager who recorded the last minutes of George Floyd's life, whether it be 8 minutes and 46 seconds or 9 minutes and 29 seconds. Don't be fooled. George Floyd was murdered by Derek Chauvin, and the three other cops held him down while Derek Chauvin put his own knee on George Floyd's neck, causing asphyxiation, suffocation, and leading to the demise of George Floyd, an African-American man who may have had a past, just like we all have. But George Floyd should have never died that day. George Floyd should have never died in police custody. Nobody should die in police custody. George Floyd was arrested. He wasn't resisting arrest. Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd. The other three officers were accomplices, but make no mistake, Derek Chauvin is being charged with the murder of George Floyd, and he should go to jail and be sentenced, if not to life in prison, but close to it. Derek Chauvin should never be a cop again. He proved that, including his former supervisor, saying that Derek Chauvin used a method that was outdated and not worthy of what was going on. All this because George Floyd may have had a $20 bill which was counterfeit at the store where he was going to purchase something at, and they called the police. Derek Chauvin showed up. This was not the first time Derek Chauvin tried to kill somebody. There's been reports 6 other times that Derek Chauvin tried to kill somebody in police custody. George Floyd would make the 7th. God said 7 is the number of completion. So the thing about it is this should complete Derek Chauvin's life as a free man here on this earth. George Floyd was a victim. He was a victim of police brutality, which ultimately led to his death. No amount of money, no amount of money should take away from the fact that Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd. George Floyd was a father, he was a brother, he was a friend. And no matter what George Floyd was taking, he should not have died. Again, this is the trial of Derek Chauvin, not the trial of George Floyd's character. The man is already dead, and he was dead. He's dead by another man's hand, who was supposed to protect and serve the law, not be executioner of it. So, at this particular point, Derek Chauvin should serve his time. No amount of defense, no amount of anything can take this away from our eyes. Our eyes, when we saw the tape, told the truth that Derek Chauvin and his three other accomplices, who were former police officers, killed George Floyd. Derek Chauvin caused George Floyd to die. Derek Chauvin should not be treated like a cop when he should be treated like a criminal. Derek Chauvin should be convicted of murder. Then, if this does not happen, not only the state of Minnesota will burn, but other states as well. We saw that during the pandemic, and now when some of the pandemic has uplifted and the vaccines are now here, if Derek Chauvin is let free, America will burn. So Derek Chauvin should go to jail. Be convicted of murder, second degree, third degree, whatever, and go to jail for a long, long time. Make no mistake, convicting Derek Chauvin would show the rest of the country and the rest of the world that America is about racial equality. No matter what statue that you hold, that America will never let its murderers go free, no matter who murders who, white, black, white, or any other. If Derek Chauvin walks, this country will be looked at again as a laughingstock of racial injustice and racial inequality. So Derek Chauvin has to go to jail because he murdered not just an African-American man, but a man, period. And you should be punished for that. If nobody tells you that they love you today, I do. Again, this is Larry H. Garner signing off on this Thursday, March 1st, 2021.